Hey guys, I was sitting down just thinking, doing some writing before. I'm planning on writing a new like email sequence or blog sequence or series of videos or whatnot, just by like taking myself back in time and sharing my journey of business growth over the last however many years it's been, 15 years. And I've been noticing that a lot of new people that have been joining this group. I have questions that people answer when they join the group so that I can get an idea of like the type of people that are in here, the type of businesses that people have. And lately I've been there's been new people, hello, welcome, who are like relatively new in business and are trying to grow. So what I've been doing is taking myself back in time in my head and thinking about, well, what are some things that I can share that will help people who are new in business to kind of grow a little bit faster. And one of those things that popped into my head just before was how I managed to go from 1 to 3 stores. Now, obviously, there's a lot of physical things that I did in terms of marketing and advertising and hiring people and stock and equipment and systemizing and delegating and leadership, you know, all of the physical kind of stuff. Hi, Kira. And who else was there before Chrissy joined? Say hi if you're there so I know who's watching, because it doesn't tell me people's names when they join anymore, which is annoying. But yeah, so there's lots of physical things, obviously. It's obvious that there's lots of physical things that you need to do in a business to keep it growing. Marketing and advertising is a huge part of that, and that's something that I'm very passionate about. But it's not the actual real reason as to why, when I had my salons, I went from 1 to 3 stores. And that's what I want to share with you today because I feel like it might help some of you guys who want to grow. Caddy, hello. Hey, Chrissy. Cool. So the secret is, well, it's not really a secret, but it was what was happening in my mind, right? So it's a very, very important part of business growth. Hey, Kira. Is there 2 Kiras on here? Now there's 3 Kiras. What the hell? All the Kiras coming out today. but what goes on is in here, in your mind, what you think about yourself and what's possible for you and the belief that you have is very, very important. And you've probably heard this before. You know, what you believe is possible for yourself is what is possible for yourself. And I talk about stuff like that all the time. It's totally the Kira Club now. It's coffee with Kiras. Coffee with Kiras. I don't have a coffee though. But what happened was, and this is what I was just remembering before, is so I started off with my home salon, right? I had in the garage of my house, it was this dirty, dark, scummy little room that I had a very limited budget, but I loved making it look pretty. I loved, oh, Kyra, okay, there's Kyras and Kiras and Chrissy. And let me know if any of you guys can relate to this, especially if you're in like the beauty industry in some way, like you like making things look pretty. And I've always been like an artist and a designer, so you know, branding and decorating is something that I've really enjoyed as a part of Kyra remembers it of business. So even though I had a really limited budget in the beginning, I would go to like the reject shop or a cheap shop or Bunnings or Kmart or whatever, Spotlight, and I would use and Bunnings, yeah, paints and fabrics and fake plants and fake flooring and stuff, and I would really like make the room look nice, and I'll have lamps and posters and stuff like that. Yeah, always refreshing the salon and upgrading slowly. So I loved that part of my business. And then when it was done, I was like, I want to do it again. So that was a desire that I had, literally just to go through that experience of like, I guess, renovating. It wasn't really renovating, it was just decorating an empty room and turning something drab into something fab, let's say. And then when I opened my first salon, because the business had kind of outgrown my house and I wanted to be able to like employ people and kind of, I wanted to up level myself. I had this desire or this challenge to like, okay, I'm done with being a home salon owner. I want to be an actual business owner. So it was just like, not that you're not a business owner if you're from home. I obviously still was a business owner, but I had the desire that I wanted to do that. And Katie's here, they're all Katie's. Oh, how funny. And so then when I opened my first salon, I enjoyed that so much again too. It was like an ongoing project of like, how can I make things look prettier? How can I add to this? What can I buy? Like new furniture, new stuff. So I'd make profit and I just like, you know, put it into growing, like just making the business look better online and offline. So I was always really into like marketing and branding and my website and social media and stuff like that. But the real reason why I ended up going from, well, not the real reason, but one of the reasons why I ended up going from one to three stores was because I enjoyed that process so much and it was so fun for me that that was actually one of the motivating factors. And I hadn't actually really considered it until just now when I was like kind of taking myself back in time in my mind. And the real, like I sat at my computer, I had this memory of sitting at my computer in my first salon in Sunnybank, the first one that I ever had, and literally just browsing realcommercial.com. And I still do this. I still will go onto realcommercial.com or realestate.com and I will browse commercial properties, I will browse residential properties, and I just like fantasize in my mind. I get ideas or visions for like what I could do with that space, what I could do with that room. And so the moment when I went from one shop to two shops was when I was literally just on my computer and I was browsing realcommercial.com and I saw this space. It was just an empty room with a toilet and a sink and whatever like attached to it in East Brisbane. And on a main road, it was like, so I saw this listing, I'm like, oh my God, that would look amazing with like shop front sign on it. It's on a main road. There's a car park out the back. It's a really small space, but I could get really like crafty with it and I could paint this. I could put a mirror there. I could put a bookcase there and divide it and then make a tanning section room like behind the other section. I could put a curtain up. I could do all of this kind of stuff. I'm sure it is. There's a part of, that's a different topic. I'll come back to that. Anyway, and all that happened, so I could have just kept that as a fantasy, right? I could have just thought, oh, that would be cool to do, but I'll focus on what I'm doing now, or I shouldn't to do too much, or most other salons aren't doing that or whatever. Like I literally did not pay attention to what anybody else in my industry was doing, what anybody else thought or would think. Like that, it didn't even cross my mind. It didn't even question myself. I didn't compare myself to others. I didn't think smart about whether it was the best thing to do with my money. I kind of didn't really know what I was doing with money at that point anyway, but it worked itself out because I trusted that it would. And I wasn't putting myself into any kind of financial risk because I knew the profit that I was making in my first store could cover the rent of the second one because it was a crappy little space, but I did it up because I'd already done that in the garage of my house, right? So I knew I could do it again. And so I literally just requested an inspection and then I showed up to the inspection and then I applied to rent it and then I just did it. I literally just did it. And then I did the same thing again with my third store. Like it was like a year later. It wasn't like, you know, I'd get one working and done first and then have employees in it and whatever, and then move on to the next one. But here's what it is that I had the vision in my mind. I had the desire to do that in my mind. I had the idea for that in my mind. I could see what was possible in my mind and I decided to take action on it. I didn't sit there talking myself out of it or worrying about what somebody else was going to think or needing or wanting or requesting the approval of anybody else, not my accountant, not my partner, not my customers, not my staff, not my mum, my parents, whatever. My dog's scratching at the door, so if you can hear that, she wants to come in. And I literally just allowed myself to give myself permission to follow my desires. Kira said that's exactly what's going through my head right now. Yeah. So And then as soon as I realized that, I was like, oh, okay, I have to make a video. I have to go in there because I'm pretty sure there's going to be someone else who's doing the same thing and is currently has a desire, has an idea, has something that they want to do with their life or with their business just for fun, just because it brings them pleasure. It brings them enjoyment. It's a challenge. It's exciting. It, you know, and so I want to be the one that talks you into doing it. I needed to hear this. Yes, don't let other people tell you what to do with your life, with your business. Of course you can care about people. Of course you shouldn't do things if it's really going to, like, you know, if it's bad for other people. But things like this aren't bad for other people. They're good for other people. You are talented. You're amazing. If you're an entrepreneur and if you have the ideas and if you have the desires and if you have the gifts and the strengths and if you've done it once, you can do it again. So I guess what I'm coming in here and wanting to share with you is that if you have an idea, if you have a desire, if you can see a vision for the future that you want, it's possible and it's real. You just need to take action on it without overthinking it. So that's actually how I got from 1 to 3 stores. I didn't plan it. I didn't sit down at the beginning and do a business plan for 5 years and say, I want 3 stores in 4 years or whatever. No, there was none of that. It was literally just, this is what I feel like doing. Cool, I'm going to do it. So yeah, what did Kyra say? I'm actually doing a vision board as you talk for my next project. Good stuff. Awesome. So, and that brings me just to, like, what you think is possible for yourself is what will be possible for yourself as well. And you guys have seen me post about this all the time. So I did just see that Dee said, I wish Darwin was big enough for 2 salons. And, like, I mean, I was born in Darwin, but I haven't been there for a really long time. So I don't know much about Darwin business market, unfortunately. But my part of my brain is like, of course it is. Of course it is. I'm sure there's space for 2 salons. Maybe they can specialize in slightly different things though. Maybe you can think about, well, what does the market want? What does the market need? But also, what do I want? What would be fun for me to do? Is it about what's right for Darwin or is it about what's right for you? What would be a fun project that's going to make you enjoy your life more? So sometimes you're like, yeah, you can make smart business decisions that are based around making the most profit that you want to make, but you can also make business decisions that are allowing yourself to enjoy your life by being completely you, not questioning yourself, not doubting yourself, not worrying about what the fuck the market's going to think or what your competitor's going to say about you. You know, I know that other people, even in this industry now, like, people tell me that other people say things about me and how I do things or whatever. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I mean, I do. There's a part of me that always does care. But then it's like, but this is my life. This is my life. That's their life. This is what I want to do. So I'm going to do what I want to do and what makes me happy. I'm not kind of going to try and do things the way that everyone else thinks they should be done or that everyone else is doing things, because that doesn't light me up, right? Does that make sense? I hope it does. I feel like I just went on a massive rant. You've got to do what you want to do with your life. It's not just about making smart business decisions. It's about having fun. Kira said, did you do a complete fit out with any of your stores? That's what I'm worried about the most. I love being creative, but it's more on how much it will cost. Well, I was actually really stingy in the beginning with mine. I didn't go overboard. I've always been really good at, like, finding cheap deals or just being really creative with stuff, I guess. Like, I wouldn't say stingy, but I would just go for, like, the cheaper options but still make things look good. Like, this behind me, like, this is just 2 bookcases from Officeworks that were, like, $100 each, and then I just put a bunch of little things on the shelf, and, like, that makes me happy. That was, like, I had the idea for this. I was sitting at the computer doing a video, and then the background looked like crap, so I was like, I want to make the background of my videos look good so that I can do live streams at my computer when I feel like it, at my home office when the kids aren't here or whatever, but I need to have, like, a pretty kind of background. So that was fun. So yeah, marketplace is great. Secondhand stuff is great. Yeah, I always did, like, Bunnings and Spotlight and, I mean, it totally depends. And that's personal preference. Maybe you love spending money on expensive stuff, really good quality stuff, and that's what lights you up and you feel great about that. For me, I feel really satisfied when I work with, when I, like, can create magic out of scraps, if that's a thing. Not scraps, but, like, take a really blur place and make it look good with lights, with paint, with colors, with decorations, eBay, Amazon, Alibaba. Like, I import a lot of stuff really cheap online. Yeah. So I hope that that kind of helped to give somebody a little bit of a push to just do that thing that you're thinking about doing, that you're questioning yourself, that you're talking yourself out of. If you do it and someone questions you, just say, Carissa told me to. Put the blame on me. I don't mind. But I just want you to live a life and run a business and grow a business that makes you feel satisfied with what you're doing. Does anyone have any questions? Caddy says, I've just gone from renting a room in a hairdresser's to opening my own salon. Claps for you. Yay. I'm not a beautician, but when I was doing makeup, clients kept saying I should open a salon. I was like, yeah, why the hell not? So here we are. Excellent. That's exactly right. And that's exactly how simple it can be sometimes. Like, I mean, there's no rules as to, like, just because I did it without loans or a credit card, it doesn't mean that it's wrong to do it with loans or a credit card either. Like, I've known people that they wanted something, they didn't have the money, but they trusted themselves, they were invested in themselves, and they went and got a business loan, or they put something on a credit card and they made it work as well. So there's no right or wrong way to do anything. It's just that, you know, you got to do things. Caddy said I had the only beautician in town. Oh, good job. Well done. That makes me happy. And I think that's the best way to just do business. Like, obviously educate yourself, obviously know what you're doing with money, make sure that you're profitable, you know, investing time into your marketing and branding and stuff like that. But really the secret to growth sometimes is just taking action on your ideas. Just take action on your ideas. Don't talk yourself out of them. Bryony Cole said, I so needed to hear this today. I'm looking at moving into a bigger space and to go from it just being me to having potential to have staff. Eek, yes, it's exciting and it is scary, but it's exciting and scary at the same time. And that's what makes it interesting and that's what makes it thrilling. And it's that nervous anticipation of, you know, what could be. And I think it's just a big part of it's catching your thoughts out. Sometimes if you start thinking, what if it doesn't work? What if it doesn't work? Like, that's, those kind of thoughts are going to be more likely to make it doesn't work, not work. So if you just catch yourself thinking those thoughts and turn it back around to, like, what if it does work? I'm going to figure out how to make it work. I'm going to ask for help if I need help. Like, there is so many resources out there, books, YouTube videos, coaches, courses. Like, the internet is literally, you can learn how to do anything these days. So there's really, I don't believe there's any excuse why anyone can't do the things that they want to do other than what you tell yourself in your mind. Jasmine said, I love your work. Thank you. Do you aim to stand out in business or do you follow a template or both? I never follow a template with anything. I actually can't follow a strategy. Even if I create my own strategy or rules for myself, I will break them and fuck it up because that's just how my brain works. So I'm everyone's different though, right? So if that is what feels good to you, if you like having a plan and a strategy and a template and you like following them, then that's great. I am the person that typically creates templates and then sells them to other people that work. So I'm talking about like ads and marketing and stuff at the moment, but I've never really followed a plan. I'll start following plans. Like, I'll make a plan for myself, but then I always keep an open mind to change the plan if something doesn't feel right or if I no longer want to do that. So, but I do aim to stand out in business, I suppose. I like to make sure that my branding is noticeable, but I don't go and like look at what everyone else is doing and kind of compare myself to them, if that makes sense either. Like, because that does put me in a negative thought spiral. So I tend to try and block out as many other people in my industry as possible. Not that I don't like them or anything, like I love other people, but it makes me, when I look at what other people are doing too much, I start thinking things like, oh, maybe I should be doing it like that. Maybe I should be doing that. Maybe mine thing's wrong. So instead of that, I try and just focus on what I feel like doing. And also I think about my clients and I think about myself as my ideal client and I listen to, pay attention to what you guys are talking about and asking in the group and stuff. And then I make that my primary focus. So I don't know if that answered the question or not. I think it's important to just listen to yourself, listen to your thoughts and your imagination. And if you think something sounds fun or cool, then that's what you should be doing. Katie said, I have a nearly 9-month-old and me and my partner are swapping job roles. He's going to be staying home with our son and I'll be working for someone and setting up a salon at home as well. That's exciting. Working towards building a studio out in our garden. That's cool. We finally bought our house so I can go forward with what I've been wanting to do for the past 5 years. Hooray! Well done. Congratulations. That sounds really fun. That sounds good. And yeah, it's fun to have those like projects to work on, because that's one of the reasons why sometimes you get really unmotivated. Or, I mean, that's the case for me. Sometimes if I feel like I'm getting really unmotivated and I don't know what I'm doing with my life or business, it's because I don't have any kind of like new project or goal to work on. So little things like just doing this bookshelfy thing behind me just gave me that oomph again, that excitement of like, yes, new project, new something that I need to get to decorate. I'm trying to think of a new, another new little mini course that I want to create, or a new book that I want to write at the moment. I have too many ideas for my own good though, and I can't decide on anything about, there's something brewing at the moment, but I'm not trying to force it. I'm waiting for it until it's clear. But yeah, it's important to have those like something new to work towards, something new to pull you forwards, to keep you aiming for something bigger. You need new stuff to do to keep you excited. Yeah, for sure. Same. Caddy said, I want to create a project, which I have in mind, but everyone keeps telling me you can't just invent stuff. I need a new project. Well, I'm going to tell you to stop listening to what everyone keeps telling you and listen to yourself, because that's what's important. Like, don't ever take business advice from someone who hasn't done what you want to do. That's another really important thing. Like, I was actually just talking to a client earlier today and she was getting like constructive criticism for her Instagram account from like a brother-in-law that was not very good. And so, you know, there's always going to be people's opinions and stuff, but you've got to pick and choose what you listen to and just be like, okay, thanks. And then follow you, do what you want, do what you want to do. Don't worry about what other people say or think. Jasmine said, what did you think about Elon Musk recently statement saying that vaccinations are a killer? I have no comment because I didn't see that and I don't follow the media or the news or whatever is going on. I am literally in a blissful ignorance when it comes to that kind of part of the world at the moment. So maybe that's a good thing, maybe that's a bad thing, but I have no thoughts or comments around that. Kira said, don't take advice from broke, unhappy people. Yeah. Yeah. Or friends and family. Like, I mean, if, or people that are not like you, like if don't take advice, if you're an entrepreneur and you want to do really big things in life and you have really big goals and dreams and you are inspired by people who are doing well and you can see a future for yourself that's amazing and there's people surrounding you that are not that kind of person, like they just don't want that kind of life or they don't believe that kind of life's available for them or important, or if they have negative money and success kind of beliefs, then like, yeah, just try so hard not to let their thoughts get in the way of you, and be very selective with who you surround yourself with online as well. Like, I filter my social media accounts like a ninja. Like, if I see someone that I'm friends with or that I follow on Instagram just posting like negative stuff or stuff that makes me doubt myself or stuff that makes me question the way that I'm doing things, I will just unfollow them because I'm like, I don't need that. I want to follow people that inspire me, not that make me doubt myself. Katie said, yes, you can just invent stuff. You absolutely can invent stuff. how do people think things are invented? Exactly. You have an idea and you just invent stuff. It's literally an inventor. And entrepreneurs are natural inventors. Like, literally, that's how we are. We are the people that are born with the gifts that most normal people or non-entrepreneurial people are not. They just don't have the ideas and the visions that we do. So it's literally our responsibility to invent new ways of doing things and keep humans evolving and keep industries evolving and, you know, change markets. Like, there might be a market of something for ages, and then like a new product, someone will invent like magnetic eyelash extensions. That's a perfect example. Someone just thought of that. There would have been probably so many people that thought that's a really bad idea. Don't put magnets near your eyes, or that's never going to work. Like, imagine if that person that invented magnetic eyelash extensions let someone talk themselves out of it. Either someone else is going to go and do it, or they're going to be like, no, you know what? I'm going to back myself. I believe in myself. I'm going to try this, make it work. So clients told me their problem. I want to create something to solve it. Absolutely. There's so many things. Hi, Lisa. So many things in the world that have been invented in so many different industries that didn't exist until an entrepreneur came along, had an idea, didn't listen to anyone who thought it was a bad idea, and then went and did it. So that was the message that I wanted to pass on to you guys today. If you joined late, please go and watch the beginning. It wasn't really ranty, but it was just, I want to inspire you to follow your ideas and don't let other people talk you out of them, and don't let yourself talk you out of them either. If you have a vision, it is possible. You just need to take action on it. So go and take action, and then come back and tell me that you've taken action. Let's go. See you guys later.